Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on,
let's
join
go.
The fun.
Let's go among the texts. We'd love a number of texts here on the topic. A lot on the previous topic. Thank you. 651-461-9226. Properly rated. Just warmed up some frozen sweet corn from August for lunch. As Chad would say, How long will you keep the frozen sweet corn? I don't freeze corn a lot. You guys
a lot of people do. I know it's good. You bring it out and, yeah, good stuff.
Like, are we talking 2 months? Are we talking like what do they say February all of a sudden?
6 months?
I got it at the fair and boom. You know,
it's a good idea.
Maybe a month to 2 months. I bet somebody will tell you.
Yeah.
Somebody will report what the length of time a food is still good in the freezer. There's like a 3 month, 6 month mark.
Well, a variety of foods too.
Yeah.
Purchased sweet corn yesterday on the docket tonight.
Woo!
Love sweet corn.
What are you going to serve with it?
I have salmon.
Nice.
Or I have steak, and it's tied to one of my overrated, so I'll explain a little bit. But you're first up. We're shorter, so if you don't have a lot, just go ahead. But
oh, I see. So you want me to speed up?
No.
I was just going to say.
I don't, because I don't have a lot either.
Well, here's what I was going to say.
And we just found out Dave's perfect, so
yeah,
I mean.
Right.
Thank you.
So I'm just going to kind of say that right now, I said this before we went on the air, and I think it's a little strong. I was going to say my life these days is overrated. But I'm going to take it back.
We're in Ireland on one of the most
magical
trips.
No, but it all went south.
Really?
It all went south.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I think I did it. I think it's a celestial, astronomical karma. Something happened. So I went to Ireland, and I was in this town called Tara with all these, you know, fairies and leprechaun and all this magic.
Yeah.
And I bought a pagan calendar. Open it up, put it on my wall. And I'm reading about it, and this time of year, we're supposed to remember our people who have passed, blah, blah, blah. So I've looked for some pictures to put up just to remember people I passed, and I find this pile of paper pictures of my dad and my grandpa and my uncle, and I lay them out on the table, and I'm like, wow, this is great.
Right.
That's the day I fell in the poop on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
A lot of people still talking about that.
Right. So then I fell on the poop on that day.
Right. That was Wednesday, right?
Friday, I'm out with friends.
Yeah.
And we went to a place to get the bite to eat.
Where'd you go?
It was called Burger Press. One of our friends is Muslim, and so it's a halal. It's fast food, but it's meat that's prepared properly according to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I go over to get a little Diet Coke out of the machine, and I have flip-flops on.
Well, here's another thing. Get a Pepsi. That's
it was
karma.
Pepsi. It was
Pepsi. There we go.
Diet Pepsi.
But it was diet, so that's.
But I slipped on my flip-flops in the water, and bam.
Went down again.
Again.
Do we need to get you a walker?
Okay, wait. Then Saturday, I'm at my sister's farm.
I could call Larissa.
Anyway, long and the short of it, I'm out in Baldwin, Wisconsin. We help my sister. They do wood
You're
day.
You're very busy.
Yeah, very busy.
Yeah.
And we're doing wood day. We chop wood and carry it around and stack it up for the winter.
Wait, this is for the winter?
Yeah, my sister Kelly enlists the troops, family and friends. Okay. But I walk across the sidewalk
Kelly.
And I'm help me.
You didn't fall again.
I fell again.
No, what is going on?
Okay. The pièce de résistance.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there Saturday. I still don't feel very good. I got my mom. We've been at the farm all day.
You've been a cold. And yeah.
Had that cold.
Yeah. Still
get
got
home,
it a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm actually feeling much better.
Good.
So I get home. Mom, I drop her off, and we had a little sandwich for dinner. So I had a little Jimmy John's and some chips. And I'm sitting there Saturday night. It's early. I'm going to go to bed early because I have to work. And I'm having a chip.
You're worried about the fallback, you know, time it is?
Or... Shut up. Now I'm finishing. I have a little chip. I take a potato chip, right?
Gave me the finger. You're
number
one. Stop.
Okay.
Didn't even stop.
So I'm having a potato chip with my sandwich.
Yeah.
And I bite.
What kind of potato chip?
Just plain.
Okay.
And my tooth falls off.
Jeez.
You lost an entire tooth?
Uh-huh.
Right there.
It's a veneer. Pop.
Oh.
And let me tell you, it looks like a potato chip.
Stay away from me.
Can you sue whoever made the chips?
No, but I sat there and I looked at the tooth, and I mean, I had a big gaping hillbilly hole in that side of my
mouth. You wouldn't date yourself now.
Wouldn't date myself. Anyway, I literally, I'm like, what is happening? Did I do something? Did I open a portal? Like when bad news, I feel like Linus with the cloud over my head.
Can I tell you what happened?
What happened?
You abdicated your responsibility on the show. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be here, I think, Monday to Friday, okay? When you left, God said, Susie, know your role, and it's the glue of the show. You're the glue of the show. You left. You passed on where you truly were needed to be, and the punishment is raining down on you until you apologize to Dave and I.
Well, speaking of glue, we put plenty of on it this morning because, thank God, the dentist over at Ivory Dental at the Medical Arts Building, God bless him, he snuck me in there, and they...
It's hanging in there?
Yeah, they put Gorilla Glue on it. And
Gorilla. Okay.
It'll hold anything.
You need to see, how did you feel about Sheldon Burns?
I love Sheldon Burns.
Okay, let me now give you Lee Lira, Dr. Lee Lira.
Oh, another
City's Dental, the greatest dentist on planet Earth.
Okay.
He'll feel the same way. They're not going to just use Elmer's glue, by the way. I mean, Dave, I think we got to use something better.
She said Gorilla Glue. That's the good stuff.
Hey, we got some Scotch tape.
But I'm so I didn't have overrated, underrated, but I'm like, that is like the story of my life. So when I say my life, my life right now is overrated because it's hard.
It is.
Okay.
You need a vacation.
Okay, to both of you, I say before the universe and God and our higher power, I apologize for taking 2 weeks to Ireland.
Thank you.
I won't do it again until next year.
And one last thing.
What?
Treat it hen house, and then you're good.
Oh, is that it?
then we welcome you back.
All right. Well, that's what I got for you fellas today. My tooth is back.
I mean, I'm so sad to hear it. I really am. It was a great story. By the way, this confirms it for me. I'm a pastor. I can confirm God is punishing Susie. Signed, Jake. Okay, thank you, Jake.
That's
I appreciate
that's fair.
It.
More I just of, apologize.
More of overrated next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So given what we're playing today, Red Hot Chili Peppers, yes, Chad Smith, the Hall of Fame drummer, is with us. Man, just a reminder, all the great tunes they have. Knowing this was coming up, I listened to a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers over the weekend. Just spectacular band. Did Susie have some strong Irish coffee today? No. She would never do that. Susie, time for assisted living. No chance. I would not do that to the folks at assisted living. Oh, my. Dave, can you imagine Susie walking in there?
Not good. Not good.
She would be running the whole show if she checked in at 9 by 11 and by 2, 7 people would have either quit or Susie would have fired them. There would be changes. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt it.
What do you have, sir?
I will start with an underrated. It's a policy of the show. Nobody wants a cabin. You want to have a friend with the cabin. And that was confirmed.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Confirmed over the weekend. We were at a friend of my wife's cabin. Went up just Friday night. Left, you know, midday yesterday. So a quick little trip, but just phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
It's pretty good.
To be able to go up there, take a couple nights.
Where was it now?
Just past Grand Rapids, a town called Marcel, kind of very quiet lake it's on.
A lot of people don't realize that that's where Marcel Marceau is from, and that's where mining started here in the state
really?
Of Minnesota.
So
yeah.
I had no idea.
Not a lot
well, I should say
that.
I had no
totally
idea until the weekend when I saw in the town square they've got the big statue.
Yeah. I'm miming right now. Maybe let's a weekly bit now. Let's mime through the segment.
That'll work well. But, I mean, nice hiking. I got on a four-wheeler for the first time. Hiking?
How many times did you fall walking?
I've got great
balance.
Like Susie. Tremendous balance. Tremendous balance. Yeah. No, just a lot of fun, and I got to leave and not have to worry about mowing the grass or any of the other upkeep. It was, all right, good luck with your place now. We're going to be back maybe sometime next year.
Yeah. How's that?
Didn't have to mow.
Yes. Another overrated.
Have to drag the kids there who didn't want to be there. Did you avoid the rush hour traffic?
Yeah, actually did pretty well. But traffic is another part of the overrated.
All right.
Not that it was slow, but taking mostly two-lane highways back home. The two-lane highway, one lane in each direction, you could be going 95.
Thank you for that explanation.
95. If there is a car in front of you, it's just, move out of the way. Drive faster.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Jeez, angry.
Sorry.
Somebody's very mad that you haven't been on a four-wheeler till now, too. Turn in your man card, Dave.
Okay, sorry. Quite the thing to be mad about. Anyway, the last overrated, then I'll let you get to it.
Yeah.
Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren?
Could we be
overrated?
Done with using Ralph Lauren for every Team USA thing?
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
Whether it's the Ryder Cup or, Olympic teams, they're all ugly.
Yeah.
They make ugly stuff.
No.
Do better.
They make ugly sports stuff. Their regular clothing is still...
rather classic.
Yeah,
sure.
Rather classic.
Because they don't, have to throw this color there and that. Oh, we need a blue shirt. We need a bright, big white collar there.
Yeah,
eggshell white.
Let's go with that, my overhead. The use of the collars with these shirts, they look like... remember Aureus shirts in the 80s? Their collars were just kind of flopping. Look like those collars need a little Viagra or something. They were limp.
I mean, starch it up there.
Yeah, I mean, get a little starch. Who's the ironer? Ralph, come on. Let's go. Last Monday, Tuesday, played a little golf event. On my way back, I'm talking to Adam Carter. And I say, how far is your place from here? I'm 2 miles. I go, can I come over?
Yeah,
sure.
Popping over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hung out with Adam and Jen and Gertie and, God, what is the main other dog's name? I'm looking at March. And allergies really kicked in, but I still loved it. Right? Had a good time. Then Wednesday, I, just like I'm trying to get you to get me a treat, I persuaded Adam, or browbeat, let's just go with more accurate description, for Adam to go get me food. Since that meal and since going to Adam's house, my head and stomach has not stopped hurting.
Oh, cursed you.
You two together.
Yeah.
Yeah. We,
since Wednesday, you've been both a train wreck.
Yeah. Yeah. My head is pounding.
Do you need some Excedrin?
I'm normally an Advil person, but guess what? It's not working, so maybe. That's why I've decided maybe a chocolate. And I know I shouldn't have a chocolate chip for my stomach. But I've done the dull diet now, day after day after day.
You need a diet Pepsi and Excedrin.
You know what would make me feel better? If you just fell. Walk across the street here. And as you're going to Hen House, just fall down. And it will make me feel.
That was my daughter said that. There's probably a city camera somewhere that has a beautiful picture of you going. I was going to say A over elbow, but I don't know if you can say that word on the radio.
Ass?
Yeah.
Yes,
ass
you can. Yeah, you just did.
Yeah, you did. Bad Bunny. All the people mad about Bad Bunny.
I don't even know who it is.
Jesus Christ could come down and do the halftime show. And 90% of people still would be complaining. There's no halftime show that's ever going to work. And now we're going to turn this into a MAGA thing, too, because of his comments about ICE. I have watched him probably in concert songs like 20 times.
Jesus or Bad Bunny?
Jesus, the friend, he comes over Tuesdays. Bad Bunny, I think he's talented. Is it in my ultimate wheelhouse? No, but I think he's talented. Just shut up on halftime. Just enjoy it. And don't tell us you're not going to watch the game because of it. You're going to watch every second. Can I go to 50 here?
Sure.
Luke Donald said, contribute quite often. Contribute. I like that. I think we need to adopt that here on the show.
Not contribute.
Not contribute. Contribute. Thank you, Susie, for your contribution.
You're more than welcome, my dear.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.